Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC. POC, it's a winning Wednesday, man. We are live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. But you already know you can go directly to reviveisalive.com to catch us live each and every winning Wednesday while we reviving your airways each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Man, make sure you guys tune in. Spread the word. Spread the message. We are live right now. reviveisalive.com. Click that link in my bio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at revive_POC to take you exactly where you need to be. Let everybody know we reviving your airways tonight from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We going all night, man. We having an incredible show coming up for you guys. We had three amazing guests. We're going to have Tina B coming up around 8:30. We got Quiet Expression Pens coming up. This is going to be a banger, right? This one going to be a banger. And we got DeMario Baker coming up as well, man. That's our weekly thrill guest. Make sure you guys stay tuned all night. You already know I got your girl Harmony, the goddess in the building, reviving the airways with me, man. Make sure you guys click that link in the bio. Harmony, how you feeling?
I'm feeling super-tastic. That's my word today. Super-tastic. You like
it? You completely made that up.
I did, but it's two words combined together if you didn't get it. But I'm feeling really, really great. I had a great day today. I got some work done. I booked another gig for my massage. So please, 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 if you are looking for a massage to relax your body, your mind, your spirit, just understand Harmony the Goddess got you. Just hit me up. You know, you can DM me on social media at Harmony the Goddess. Or you can email me, harmonythegoddess@gmail.com. Or you can swing by the studio and get a full table massage, even a facial, some yoga. Get your spirit together. And at Remedy Spa and Wellness, you can definitely check us out. But yeah, I'm feeling really good today. I am. How about yourself, POC?
I'm good, man. I keep taking risks. I've been taking risks all week, and I just hope these risks just, you know what I'm saying, work out for me in my favor. So I'm really excited about that, too. So today was definitely a risk taker. It was one of those days where I was like, yo, like, what is going on? You know what? I'm just going to go left. Everybody keeps telling me go right. I'm going to go left, and I just hope that this, you know, going left situation actually works out for the best. So I'm ready for that, man. I made some dope connections today. I did a lot of networking today. I put some things together because guess what? February 5th is coming real fast. It's approaching. It's coming. I'm really excited about it. Revive is about to take its first full lap around the universe. February 5th, 2018 will be the 1-year anniversary of Revive. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, man. I'm extremely excited for that one. I am really, really, really excited for that one. And I'm really excited for that one. February 5th, my anniversary is coming up. Yo, we're going to have a live in-studio audience February 5th. We're going live on DG Radio on Monday coming up. Everybody mark your calendars right now. Put it in your Google calendars right now. Meet us at DG Radio, man. If you want to know some more information, all you have to do is slide in our DMs. Once again, that's revive_POC, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can hit me up with my email, revive.poc@gmail.com. We're trying to have a live painter. We're trying to have a little bit of pop-up vendors. Just some pop-up vendors real quick, real fast. It's definitely going to be a lot of networking going on. It's going to be some great conversations going on, man. I definitely want everybody in the building for this live listening audience celebration as we embark on our 1-year anniversary. Harmony, we've been doing this for a year. We've been putting this work in for a year. We sustained. Our bricks are starting to lay up. You see the bricks, the foundation is getting a little sturdy. We're not using glue no more. No more Elmer's. You know what I'm saying? We good. We got actual brick laying stuff. I don't even know what it's called, but we got the brick laying stuff. So I'm happy about that. The cement, I'm tripping. We got the cement. We got the cement coming. coming. You know what I'm saying? Molding just right. We just got to put a little bit more work in because I feel it is itching, man. My palm is itching. You know they say when your palm is itching, that means it's coming. That green stuff coming. So I'm really, really, really ready for it, man. 1 year anniversary going down. DG Radio, this Monday coming up, February the 5th. Be in the building, man. Bring your business cards. Come network, whatever you got to do. If you're someone, you know, is about this life, someone who wants to, you know, go ahead and put themselves on blast. I'm putting some people on blast, trust me. And I hope some people put me on blast too. I want people to tell me, you know, how they felt about Revive over the past year. You know, if it's something they want to continue, you know, continue listening to over the next year. I want to know how they feel about it, what they want to hear, what they want to see, you know, the guests that they want to hear from. I want to know all of this, man. And Monday is definitely the time to do that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what this platform is created for. It's that opportunity to, you know, express yourself. But one of my mentors, Will Smith, shout out to him because he's the greatest. He's the GOAT. He tells a story about how his father, you know, made him and his brother build a store, I mean, build a building and lay brick by brick. And it took them a year. And he told them, you know, just now you know, don't ever tell yourself you can't do something. And so Revive is alive, and it only started with a thought. You coming up like, I want my own radio.
I got something to say, and I need to get on these airways. How can I do this, man? And that's exactly what happened. And we got our own platform. And the crazy part is, when we first started, it only started out with two shows, Wednesdays and Sundays. Now we gotten bigger. We have better, even better, man. More is coming. We got our third show in September of 2017, so that picked up the Monday night show, and more shows are coming. It's going to align. Trust me, man. I'm trying to build you guys. I'm trying to let you guys know. I'm trying to build, and you're going to see it. You're going to see the evolution. Just know that seed was planted in the dark, and it's definitely going to come to light, and you guys are going to be a part of that light once it comes and it just blooms. You know what I'm saying? I want all y'all to be in the building. I want to share this moment and celebrate this moment with you guys. Why? Because you made it happen. Without you guys listening and supporting and loving Revive, you know what I'm saying, we would not be able to sustain. And that's why we're asking and starting the Revive 365 campaign. The Revive 365 campaign. You already. The Revive 365 campaign.
365.
No, we're embarrassing ourselves. But anyway, yeah, just know we try. It was like we should have worked on that before we started the show.
It was cool. I think the people was feeling it. If you got a jingle and you want to add to the Revive 365 campaign jingle, come on, call us now. 215-490-9832. The Revive 365 campaign.
You can't even get it out. You should have
65 campaign.
65, see, no. Well, let's get back to it. No, but for real, no. We started the Revive 365 campaign Monday night on DG. We wanted to push it for the next 7 days to see if we're able to reach our goal of $365. Within the next 7 days, 24 hours, a.m. to the p.m., we want everybody to go to reviveisalive.com right now and just donate one simple dollar to help keep Revive alive. As we are growing each and every day, we are looking out to more people to come help, you know, and just, you know, get us popping, you know, just keep us alive. And I thank everybody who has already donated thus far, man. You can continue to donate each and every day. All you got to do is go to reviveisalive.com right now, click that donation button on the homepage and just donate $1, or you can hit us up on Cash App, you know what I'm saying, because we millennials, so we got to give people options. We always got to give them options, and that is $RevivePOC. Once again, that's $RevivePOC on Cash App. So make sure you guys go show some love. And I appreciate it once again, man. The Revive 365 campaign. We got 5 more days to try to reach our goal. Please spread the words. Please spread the message, man. We are trying to make this one happen. I would love to make my goal, celebrate this one on Monday on the anniversary on DG live with my live listening audience Monday. I think that's going to be amazing, man. Harmony, yo.
It's going to be epic. It's definitely gonna be a great time, great experiences, meeting great people. I'm gonna call this the revive radio warming.
I don't like it.
The Revive warming.
I just want you to stop. Yeah, just stop. No. So, yeah, I don't really like that one, you guys. We're not going with that at all. But just know Monday is going down, and I want you all in the building, man. Make sure you guys be in the building. Spread the word. Spread the message, man. We are bringing nothing but love and energy on Monday, so make sure you guys are there. But we can't forget about Sunday. We still reviving your airways Sunday morning on time for an awakening, man. This Sunday, make sure you guys tune in from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. each and every Sunday with that good Sunday morning talk radio, man. It's going down. I'm going to be excited because I'll be the pre-anniversary celebration. So you already know I'm going to be lifting, living. I'm going to be ready, man. I'm excited. I'm really, really excited. I want everybody to come celebrate with me on this one. And you know what else we need to celebrate? All this Black excellence that's going on. You know what I'm saying? Black Panther, the movie premiere on Monday. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, yo, I am black and proud. You know what I'm saying? You know what that one thing they say? I don't got to do nothing but stay black and proud. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to stay ashy for the rest of the winter just so I know I'm black. You hear me? Like, for real, for real. Because Black Panther, they did their thing on that premiere on Monday, man. They, like, stormed that purple carpet, that royalty carpet. It wasn't red. They said, you know what? We're going to have royalty. We have color royalty. They had a purple carpet. You see what I'm saying? That was amazing, man. Shout out to everyone who was a part of that Black Panther movie. Everyone who attended the premiere. I'm jealous because you got the first, you know, the first glimpse of everything that's coming out. The movie doesn't actually come out until February 16th. So everybody get their Valentine's date together. You already know. Make sure he get them early tickets because, yeah, February 16th, I'm trying to go see Black Panther. You trying to go see Black Panther?
Yes, I've been saying that since I seen the first previews. I was like, oh, this is definitely a must, like a must. I feel like everybody, no matter if you black or not, should definitely go see that movie. Like, it's you know, I'm rooting for everybody black in my Issa voice.
Yo, we need to make sure we get dates. We need to get dates. It's 2 days after Valentine's Day. You think we can get, like, a double date thing going where somebody can come, you know what I'm saying, scoop us up in an Uber? I don't care if it's an Uber. You don't got to drive your old car. You know what I'm saying? Just come scoop us up and take us to Black Panther. You think we can do that?
Look, you can slide in my DM.
Oh, so you doing too much. I ain't saying all that. Nah, I am not saying all that. But yeah, so the Black Panther movie is coming out in February of 2018, which is amazing. And it's Marvel's first comic movie that is going to have a predominantly black cast. So shout out to all this black excellence. Shout out to Black Hollywood taking over. Michael B. Jordan's in that movie. Lupita's in that movie. Angela Bassett, Forest Whitaker. And then, of course, you have Chadwick. The fine as ever, Chadwick is going to be in there. Chadwick Boseman, who's the lead star, who's going to be doing his thing as the Black Panther. So I think that is going to be amazing. And definitely shout out to Ryan Coogler, the director, man. I am really, really excited for this young black brother doing his thing in the industry, taking over Hollywood, man. He is the co-writer and the director for this movie, which I know is going to take off. This is going to be that one. Like, if he doesn't win an Oscar for this one, then you already know they cheating. They cheating all the way around, man. It definitely. And this one is going to be that one. I know for a fact it's going to be that one because of the buzz that it just got from the premiere. And then everyone just waiting to see. Like, everybody's anticipating, you know what I'm saying, what's going to go down with this movie. Like, everyone wants to know. Like, their outfits on the purple carpet on Monday was amazing. They were dressed in, like, African garbs. Everyone looking like royalty. Issa Rae came with a seashell in her hair, man. Michael B. Jordan, he was just looking like a snack. He's like, nah. I mean, he was like a snack. You had Lupita in the purple dress, man. It was Angela Bassett in that yellow looking like a golden superstar. It was just amazing. Honestly, truly just an amazing, amazing sight to see. And I know they're going to take over. But this is not his first movie that has taken off like this. He was also the director of Fruitvale Station, which starred Michael B. Jordan. And that was my movie. And then he was also the director of Creed, which starred Michael B. Jordan, and now Black Panther, which Michael B. Jordan is in. He's not the star, but he's definitely going to be a star. You hear me? So I think this is amazing. Yo, and think about this, the timeline on this one. And this is how you know us millennials are doing our thing. We are not scared to run towards our fears. We're going to kick down every door, and we're going to make sure we grab every seat at every table. We don't care if you don't even want us there. We still going to sit right next to you. You hear me? Like, excuse me? Do you mind moving your bag? You hear me? So Fruitvale Station, he directed that at the age of 27. Creed, he directed that at the age of 29. And then Black Panther, he'll when it comes out, he's still the director, but when it premieres, he'll be the age of 31. That's amazing, right?
And he has so many years to come. Like, seriously, all of those movies that you just named were amazing, classic movies, definitely. And Black Panther, like, I'm just excited to see this one because it showcases, you know, the magnitude of the culture and the arts. And from the cast to the director to the action in the movie, like, I feel like even a superhero movie never really kind of showed actors in this kind of sense, you know. So I'm truly, truly excited about seeing this. And the fact that the lead actor, Boseman, yeah, Chadwick Boseman, the first superhero movie to star a black lead character, like, that's epic. This is going to be huge. I feel it in my soul.
Well, this is Marvel's first black comic. This is Marvel's predominantly first black cast in their one of their movies. So this is going to be really good. I cannot wait to see what actually happens with this one, man. I think this one is going to be that Oscar award winning, the one we just keep playing back over and over and over. You know how we keep talking about Friday and Next Friday, you know what I'm saying, with Craig? I think this movie is going to be one of those movies that we just keep talking about that's never going to die. We're going to be talking about it when we old and gray, passing it down like, yo, you seen that movie? Like, yo, you seen it? So I think that this one's really going to do an amazing job, and it's definitely going to take off. And I'm ready to see how far it can go, and I really hope everyone supports this, you know what I'm saying? That this is not just a movie for, you know, the black culture. This is a movie for everyone to see, you know, what black actors and actresses can actually do in Hollywood, you know what I'm saying, if you give us a chance. And we don't even want your chance anymore because we're taking our own chances, trust me. But I'm just saying, like, this is that movie that's going to push the limits. This is that movie that's going to spark a lot of different conversations, changes a lot of different conversations, changes environments, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be changes conversation in different environments is what I'm saying. I think this is going to be something that, you know, people are going to take with them and show their grandkids, and they're going to have to explain it to them too, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to the explanation just to see, like, yo, there are black superheroes, you know what I'm saying? Like, Donald Trump's little grandson, I wonder if he's going to watch this movie, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure he's a fan of the Marvel comics. I'm sure he's watched Spider-Man and Superman and, you know, Iron Man and all the other crap, you know what I'm saying? But is he going to be able to watch this and, you know, take this one in all at the same time? And if he has questions, how are they going to be answered? I want to know what they're going to tell, you know, the little Bobbies of the world. I really want to know that, because they're so used to flying around with capes that look like, you know, white men. And now you have this superhero who's coming with, you know, pecs and, you know, some muscles. It's a whole nother look, you know what I'm saying? African garbs and afros and, you know, different hairstyles and different colors, you know what I'm saying? So I really want to know how this is going to affect 2018, and I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this change. I'm ready for the right change. And Chadwick said, he said, this is a movement. This has to be, it's not just a movie anymore. This is a movement, and this is definitely the right move to start that movement when it comes to Black Hollywood. And I'm ready, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what we need more of, Monique. And I'm not throwing shade, but I just threw a little bit. Hope she caught it, because I can't stand with you and Ben and Netflix, but I can definitely stand with you in line while we go get these tickets. You hear me? To see Black Panther. And I hope you support. You know what I'm saying? I hope you get on your social media and use your platform to tell everybody to go support this movie, because this is what Black Hollywood is all about. So the same money that you're trying to get is the same movie. It's the same time that you can speak up and talk about this movie and make sure everybody goes support this movie, so we can keep Black Hollywood alive, so we can keep more black directors such as Ryan Coogler. You know what I'm saying? So she can get hired. She doesn't have to go to white Hollywood to get hired. She can get hired by black directors. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And also just the representation continues to expand, because like you said, you know, earlier, like the representation in this movie is all black cast. Like, that's huge. And we definitely need that. Definitely.
So I hope she stand up on this one. You hear me? Like, physically stand up on this one. So, yeah, this is what's up. I cannot wait till this movie come out. Once again, it comes out February 16th, 2018. It's going to be in IMAX and 3D. So I think that's going to be dope, too. I'm going to try to see it in 3D, you know what I'm saying? Because the way that they be moving, the jumps, the action, the jam-pack, I think it's going to be dope trying to see it in 3D. You feel like you can touch it when they jump up at you and stuff, the little waves and stuff. Yeah,
coming at you. I remember when I was in Florida. I think I went to Disney. I don't know. Universal Studios, I think it was. And, like, I seen this movie. I forget the movie. But they had where, like, you can feel the spiders or something crawling on your legs. So I can only picture, I can only imagine how the Black Panther movie is 3D. Like, you know, a cheetah coming at you or something like that. Like, I don't know. I'm excited. And then I'm excited for Kendrick Lamar because he just announced his album, the Black Panther album. So I'm excited about that. February 9th. I like that.
Definitely, it's the soundtrack to the movie Kendrick Lamar. Shout out to K Dot and the whole TDE family, man. That's going to be an amazing. I already know he about to come with some bangers. And he just cleaned up at the Grammy, so I know his adrenaline is pumped up. He just got all of the Grammy Awards, and then now he about to come and do a soundtrack for a movie that's about to get an Oscar. Oh, he's about to be winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's about to be winning. So I know this is going to be amazing, amazing, amazing. That drops February 9th, you said. So, man, make sure you guys go download that legally. You know what I'm saying? And also go see the movie legally. We're not bootlegging this one, y'all. We can bootleg, you know, the Madea family reunions and all that. We could definitely 2 for $3 that one. You see what I'm saying? Let me get 2 for $5. You hear me? But the Black Panther, we're not doing that, you guys. We are going to go watch this movie. We're going to support this movie. We're going to purchase tickets for this movie for everyone. You don't have to buy the concession. I approve this message. You don't have to buy the concession. That has nothing to do with the ticket, bro. The ticket sales. We are not going to buy the concessions. You can definitely, you know what I'm saying, wear your big coat so you can get your, you know, Happy Meals and everything up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Put it in the bag. That's what we used to do. Have your snacks, good Lord. Don't get caught, though, because sometimes, you know, they might be a little strict, might kick you out. So we not doing all that.
And you know they're going to be pressed because they're expecting a lot of us to come at once. So you know what happens when a lot of us come in one, and when a lot of us is in one place at the same time. They get a little nervous. So make sure you just got it tucked in all the right places, all right? Make sure you know your rights. Like Colin Kaepernick said, know your rights, my man. Walk in there with your fist up. Ha! But, yeah, don't support the concessions. $13 for some popcorn is not okay, AMC. Not okay at all. So what we're going to do is we're going to purchase the tickets, and we're going to bring our own food. So that's what we're going to do. February 16th is going down. Let's break these box office prices.
Let go. I'm so ready for it. I haven't been to the movies in a long time, so, like, I'm definitely going to the movie theater to see Black Panther. That's one thing. I will bring my money. I will give them my money. But I don't. The other ones, I can wait until it comes out.
Madea, you hear me? I'm bootlegging all that straight at the shop, right? Waiting for the DVD, man. Like, yo, you got that new Madea movie? But yes, and I can't wait either. Honestly, truly, I cannot wait. And I'm actually going to try to treat myself. I'm going to go to one of those little dinner theaters, little tavern theaters, so I can lay back and relax with the sound system. You know what I'm saying? With the headphones. You know now, you know, like the silent parties they be having with the headphones. You know they have those in movie theaters now? So you will put the headphones on and you just would enjoy it like that instead of it just being loud. Out in the open. I think that's a really dope idea too. People are getting really creative, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, if I'm like, yo, you seen that? I gotta take my headphone off to hear you. That can get a little annoying.
Well, you shouldn't be talking in the movie theater anyway. That's why they say turn your cell phones off.
But we're talking about you, like, so you're annoying. So you be like, yo, you seen that? You get to tapping me, and I'm thinking you really got something to say, and you not really saying nothing at all. You just tapping me because you got it real excited. So that's what I'm saying. That will really ignore me though.
Text me.
Just say it, put your phones on silent. Like, I'm trying to watch them. Whatever, dog. So all I'm saying is Black Panther, man, make sure you guys go support this movie. We're going to go to a quick commercial break before our first guest comes on the Revive platform. We're going to be speaking with Tina B up next. I'm excited to be speaking with her, man. She's a dope entrepreneur changing the game. And I know you guys are going to take a lot of information from her tonight because she has a lot of gems and a lot of knowledge up in her, man. So I'm really excited about this interview. Stay tuned to Revive. Once again, reviveisalive.com. Spread the message. Spread the word. We are live each and every winning Wednesday here on Time for an Awakening from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Reviving your airways, man. Call us 215-490-9832. Join in on the conversation at any time tonight. Once again, that's 215-490-9832. Give us a call right now, and you can also hit us up Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. Once again, that's Revive_POC, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And don't forget to donate to the Revive 365 campaign that we started the other day, man. We need your love. We need your support. You already know what time it is. This is me, your girl, POC. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Stay locked here on Revive.
Bye. single outfit was amazing. I think it was really out of the box, everything that we shot today. Something that I hadn't done before, so it was exciting to experiment. My beauty role model is Tracee Ellis Ross, my favorite and only TV madre. She is such an inspiration because just seeing her on a daily basis, she has embraced her natural beauty. And whenever she puts on makeup, it's from a place of empowerment. And it's from a place of, this is what I want to do with my face today, not from a place of covering anything up. And she really just accentuates her own features when she does put on makeup. And it's really inspiring to see as a young actress, but just as a young lady, somebody who's so empowered in who they are. Black Girl Magic for me is one, just a way of expressing how fabulous women of color are. Just look around you because there's plenty of Black Girl Magic around you, and recognize all of the magic that has been set forth in front of us. Embrace who you are. I mean, oftentimes we feel as though beauty standards aren't meant for us. They are meant for the majority culture. So just understand that you are beautiful in your own way, and it's not about looking like that person or looking like that celebrity, but looking like you and being so happy that you look like yourself.
If my brain was a house, anxiety would be the morning alarm. Timers and fire alarms all going off at once, and no matter what you do, it's impossible to turn them off.
I was constantly bullied from a young age for being small and skinny. It all started there.
It began when I was 12. When my mother died.
More and more, I was closing off the world around me, numbing myself to cope as I fell deeper into these episodes of intense panic.
I was taking substances that I shouldn't have been taking. My thoughts were dark and scary.
As a form of self-punishment, I starved myself. I would go days without eating.
I would sometimes wallow in bed for days on end. My family never really understood why.
I never mention what's going on inside my head to employers. I can imagine how they react.
People around me just assume that I'm thin for the sake of vanity.
But I found something in myself. Something that neither the world nor my mind can take away. My art.
I reached in deep and find strength inside. I surprise myself how strong I can be. Day by day.
I have found a greater purpose. Precious chapters of my life continue to unfold, which I never thought possible.
Sometimes, it's simply just okay to not be okay.
We are the authors of our own destinies.
What others think of us doesn't matter.
We can take back that part of ourselves and own it once again.
Thank you.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. We back live right now. Reviveisalive.com. Once again, reviveisalive.com. Spread the word. Spread the message. But you can also check us out on TuneIn each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. All you got to do is go to TuneIn. You can go to the website or you can download the app and just search Time for an Awakening each and every Wednesday and Sunday, man. While we reviving your airways, come catch these waves with us, man. Come catch these waves with us as we reviving your airways each and every Monday, Wednesday, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Sunday. I'm hyped, man. February 5th is coming. I'm excited. We're taking our one official lap. It's like an official lap around the universe. You know what I'm saying? I knocked down so many walls, broke down so many doors, set in so many seats, set at so many different tables all year. And it's like, yo, what does year two have in store? Like, I cannot wait. I feel like year two is going to bring me a full-time life supply of entrepreneurship. You know what I mean? I feel like year two is going to make my shoulders so heavy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be carrying endless weight on my back, but I am extremely excited about that, man. And the Revive team is growing each and every day, man. We're definitely still looking for some more videographers, some freelance journalists, some bloggers, all that to come help us, especially with our website at reviveisalive.com. So make sure you guys hit me up at revive.poc@gmail.com. And if you wanted to join the Revive team, we are looking for videographers, journalists, and bloggers right now. So make sure you guys hit me up, revive.poc@gmail.com. But we're going to come on with our next guest, our first guest of the night, man. We have a jam-packed show. Our first guest tonight is going to be Tina B. She is ready to be coming on the Revive platform today, man. I'm excited to be speaking with her. Yo, Tina, how you feeling tonight?
Hello, hello.
How are you? Welcome to the Revive platform.
Hello, good evening. I appreciate you for having me.
No doubt. I'm excited to be speaking with you, definitely because you're breaking down some doors. You're taking some seats at the table, and I want you to inform us exactly how we can do the exact same. But before we get started, I would love for you to introduce yourself to the listening audience so they know exactly who we're speaking with.
Sure, sure. So my name is Tina Bonner. I am a native of Northern Virginia, DMV area.
Hey.
So I'm by way of DMV. But I am, wow, so many things. I think the one thing that I can pinpoint myself as is I am absolutely a serial entrepreneur. I've never had a job. I don't even know what that's like. I graduated from college and jumped right into entrepreneurship.
Awesome.
And fast forward 7 years later, I am still doing it and excited to be able to teach others how to build businesses. I'm now four businesses in. Honestly, I've been able to make a living for myself 7 years later without having to apply for a job. So I can say I'm doing decently well for sure.
That's amazing.
But I'm excited because in the next phase of where I'm at is definitely being able to share more information. So I've been able to do a lot, still have way more to do, still excited about a lot of things. But my main claim to fame is absolutely entrepreneurship and really building businesses. So that's what I do best. That's what I make a living doing. I'm in the technology and marketing space, but really, it's the future-based marketing, so helping people tap into cryptocurrency and,
awesome.
And how to take cryptocurrency for their clients and how to be able to optimize their business models and revenue models so that they are still active 5 years from now when everything has changed, right? So that's what I do, and I'm excited to help. So I'm just excited to be on the show. Hopefully we can help somebody today and change some lives.
No doubt, man. I love the fact that you're wearing like 10 different hats, man. All you just said was that, you know, everything is limitless. It is up to you to go chase those dreams and make sure you execute
yeah.
your excuses each and every day. Well, one thing I want to talk about is you said that you have been blessed to you didn't have to fill out a job application for the past 7 years. So that means you've been doing your full-time entrepreneurship thing for the past 7 years. How would you explain that first 5 years, that short term, like that first 3 to 5 years? How would you explain that to someone who's just now starting entrepreneurship?
Man, the first, let me jump it back because I think a lot of listeners, if you 5 years. I mean, kudos to you. But to really, the first 1 to 2 years is really where it's tough.
Yes,
it's hard. Agreed. And so the one thing I can describe the first 1 and 2 year of business was really just process. I mean, we say that, so like everybody says process, right? Trust the process. But I think what's really real, and when you step back from it, here's what I always tell people. It takes 20, I'm 27 now, it takes 27 years to become 27. And same as for business, it's 2 years to be at that mark. And so we want to rush process and go through different things. But here's what I'll tell you to good business owners, good people who really want to stay in it for the long run. They don't just trust the process, but they actually go through the process with a different perspective. And I think that's what was different for me, is that, yes, it was hard. Entrepreneurship is by far the hardest thing I've ever had to do. I have done everything but sleep in my car. And, I'm serious. Like I've been through it all. I mean, bank account tanked multiple times. I mean, I've been in bathroom floor crying, trying to speak. I mean, I've been there. And so the thing though is trusting it, trusting the process, but looking through the lens of knowing that, okay, even though it's bad right now, or even I'm having this moment right now, what can I pull from it? And if you don't look through that lens, it'll be a cycle of the same stuff over and over and over. You'll go through the same mountain, like, why am I doing this again? Because it's one thing to be frustrated in the first time and you're like, dang, I messed up. It's another thing to go through it again. Mm-hmm. And like the second time, it's shame on you because you didn't take the lesson from the first time.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
So that's the first 2 years in business. I can say absolutely trust the process, but don't just trust it. Learn from it so you don't have to keep making the same mistakes. You can learn faster.
Go through it. You got to go through the process. You got to feel the process. I'm with you on that one, man. And I know, like, for a fact, for me, because I'm coming up on my first year anniversary on Monday. So for
Congrats.
Me, thank you.
Congrats.
I
That's
appreciate
exciting.
That. Yes. And for me, it's like a burning fire. Like, it just won't go out. It's like something in me that just keeps me going. I think that is that first year passion that you always have. And I feel like some people quit too early because of the resources, right? And that leads to my next question.
Mm.
I cannot stand it with my generation saying, you know, I don't have this. I can't get started because I don't have that. I can't do this because, you know, I don't have the money to do this. How do you feel about, you know, the term resources when it comes to entrepreneurship?
Sure. So I think resources are absolutely necessary at any capacity, and there's levels to resources. But for people that say I don't have enough resource, I stay away from those people because ingenuity is literally by far the one thing that separates, you know, people from where they are now to where they are later. Because everybody on any level, you don't start out with all the resources. Mm-hmm. It's like playing a video game, right? You're playing like Mario, out with 6 lives. You start out with 2, and then when you keep playing, you get a chance to unlock more,
yeah.
Right? But for the person that doesn't even want to start, like, you don't even get the opportunity. And so back to the process thing, it's like anybody who's complaining about resources, I stay away from them because resources are always available. It's just, are you going out and figuring out how to get them? They may not be visible. See, that's the thing. Resources are not always visible, but they're always available. You just got to figure out where they are.
I'm with you on that one. I'm with you. And that was definitely a heck of an analogy right there with the Mario, because we can relate to that. You know what I'm saying? We all grew up playing Super
yes.
Mario. So that was delicate.
You know what I mean? You gotta play a little bit before you unlock the next free heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't just jump out the gate with lives. But you keep playing, they gonna reward you. And that's how life does. I truly believe that God honors when you steward your business well. And you'll be rewarded with more resources, but you gotta take the first step so that he can do his part.
No doubt, man, definitely. And so I have a question, because you also say, you know what I'm saying, that you are a hustler, and then you also call yourself an entrepreneur. Would you say that there's a difference between, you know, being a hustler and being an entrepreneur? I really want to know your
absolutely.
Know, your definition of it.
Absolutely. So in my Instagram bio, I have what it says born hustler, made CEO.
Oh, yes.
Right? Born hustler, made CEO. And so hustle is a lifestyle, right? CEO is a title. Then you're not given titles. You're not given them. You don't get to earn. You don't just, nobody just tells you that you're a CEO. Anybody that self-proclaims themselves as CEOs is probably talking, right? The idea is that a title is earned. And so the reason why I say born hustler though, because hustle is in my bones. Like, my grandfather was a hustler. My father is a hustler. Like, I come from a lineage where nobody's had a job. Nobody. So this is in my DNA. And so when I say hustler, I think it's a way of how you do something. It's the idea of wanting to stay up late. It's the idea of being able to get it done by any means necessary. People that are hustlers don't let the lack of resources or lack thereof stop them. So hustle is more of a lifestyle. So at every level, you've got to hustle, because it's just like when you get to the level where you break six figures, there's a new type of hustle that is required to get to seven figures. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just a lifestyle, and it's a perspective of how I look at doing business. And the CEO or the entrepreneur is more so just the title. That's what I call myself. Because you can be working as a doctor, but you hustling. You getting it done. You could be working as a, an undergraduate studying to get your pharmacy degree, and you hustling. So it's a lifestyle. It's not so much about the title, because you can have any title, but how you do it determines if you're a hustler or not.
No doubt, man. And you are like completely kicking down doors and knocking down doors, and you're getting recognition for your hustler mentality. The fact that, you are executing over everything. You were recognized with top 30 under 30. How is that recognition? Like, how did that feel? As you just explained, you had days where you were crying, trying to figure out what was next, what you were going to do. So how does it feel to know that now everything that you have, put forth, all the tears, the sweat and the blood, is now paying off? Like, how is that feeling coming for you?
Oh, it's incredible. I think big. For those who know my story, and for those who don't, if anybody's listening, I was a professional DJ for 6 years prior jumping into full-time entrepreneurship. And I was signed to Wale's record label. I was touring with him and, and his crew. And so that's my background is music, in terms of just how I got my foot connected and in the door. But when it comes to that, my hometown knew me as the DJ. And so by completely switching gears and switching lanes, entrepreneurship and doing more business building things, it was a beautiful thing to be recognized by my hometown as one of the top 30 in the 30 to see move. So it was absolutely an honor. I think it was my first big recognition on a national scale, where, name is in on blogs and newspaper and things like that, for what I was doing. And so it's an awesome feeling, but I think it's extremely, it's humbling for sure. Moment where you're like, dang, man, like I started from nowhere. I started from the bathroom floor crying, trying to figure it out. So it's humbling, because it reminds me where I come from. But I'm extremely grateful. I give honestly all glory to God, because if it weren't for God, I would not be here. So, but I'm extremely grateful for sure.
That's what's up. I did not know you were a DJ. What was your DJ name? You got to let the
people know. What was your DJ name? You can actually go to Google and possibly still find some pictures, but Escada, Eskada,
awesome.
DJ Escada. That was my DJ name. Man, I was doing it. I came out of nowhere and just decided randomly, had like a thought. My brother called me one day. I was like, "Yo, T, I just had this vision of you being a DJ." And I was like, "What? Never touched headphones, never touched turntables in my life. Do you hear me? Never." But I was like, "Okay, how much money can I make?" That was my first question.
That's
was like, "Yo, I think you can do it." And literally 6 months later, before I knew it, I was late and at Howard, and my life completely turned off. And at 18 years old, 19 years old, I'm making six figures as a DJ. It was wild, insane. That ride was so crazy, but it definitely made me who I am for sure.
That's awesome, man. That's a tale of two stories. You get to tell two different stories of how you started for real.
Man, the book is brewing. The book is brewing.
I'm with you. I'm definitely.
I gotta live a little bit longer, but it's definitely brewing.
That is love. So, what made you? And I don't want to get off topic, but I want to ask you this: what made you want to stop doing music to jump into entrepreneurship? Because you still were, like a hustler doing the DJ. You still were an entrepreneur doing the DJ, because you had to get up, go do shows, go do different venues from day to day. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was a fast paced lifestyle too at the time. So, what made you want to stop the DJing, going to full-time entrepreneurship?
Sure. To be honest with you, what made me want to completely stop, I had a feeling. Everybody has a breaking point where they realize two different things happen, right? And I people to, if you're taking notes or just even just listening, like, write these two things down, because these two things happen on a regular basis in people's lives, but they're just at different levels. And the first thing that happens is a ceiling. And if you can't recognize these two things, you'll find yourself between a rock and a hard place, because you don't recognize what's happening, right? So the first thing is hitting a ceiling. The ability to be able to forecast And hear me, y'all, because this is so important for entrepreneurs listening. The ability to be able to forecast when you're hitting a ceiling is the difference between your business crumbling and you pivoting to be in the next wave of business or the next wave of success. And so I was in the pinnacle of me being one of the hottest DJs in the nation, or I would say, let me not even say that. Let me just say on the East Coast, right? I could forecast that I was hitting the ceiling. And so I literally could see that I started to envision myself 6 months, and I was like, oh my goodness, I don't want to be here. Like, I'm going to burn out within 6 months. So if I don't do something now, I'm going to burn out. And that's just the reality. And so with being able to constantly forecast, I got out before it was too late. So that was number one, was the ability to forecast. But number two, and to me, this is the most important, is when you know that there's purpose on your life and you know that God has put something inside of you, you're always refining, is what I'm doing a picture? You see what I'm saying? Like, is what I'm doing right now a piece to the larger puzzle? And if the answer is no, get out, because you can't be at a place that's not conducive to your destiny. And yes, that was the DJing was a stepping stone for me. But when I looked at the grand scheme of purpose and what I know I'm supposed to be doing, it didn't fit anymore. And so we always have to look at that too. So those are two things, like forecasting where you're at. Right. And the second thing is what I'm doing right now a part of the bigger purpose and a part of God's plan for my life? And if the answer is no, get out. Because at that point, you're just wasting time. You see what I'm saying? Like, at that point, you're just doing something to do it. And that's a dangerous place to be. That's the two questions I asked. And the answer to those two questions was, yes, I'm getting ready to burn a burnout. And no, I'm not doing anything in regards to my bigger purpose. So right there, it was a green light for me to go. So I got out as fast as I could.
I love that answer, man. I love it. And the one thing I do love the most is that you're always in workshop mode. You're like, yo, take this, some pen and paper down and take these notes real quick. I was like, yes, Tina. Yes, go ahead and tell them what they need to be doing, man. I'm with you on that, man. Once again, right now, if you're listening to me right now, your girl PLC, we're vibing your airways right now with Tina B. She is blessing us with some gems right now. Make sure you guys take out some pen and paper right now, because we're about to get
into it. Yeah, I'm here all night.
Guys, we about to get into it, because I definitely, since you got us in the, you know, that workshop mode, let's go ahead and jump into some of the workshops that you've been participating in, and also the 27 Laws of Hustle, man. This, just the poster alone is like, yo, she got something up her sleeve. She definitely got something up her sleeve. Can you explain that to us a little bit, the 27 Laws of Hustle?
Sure. So the poster was defined. It's interesting, because I'm a graphic designer by trade, so I don't do graphics anymore. Set. That was my first skill that I used to kind of jump out of DJing. Say again?
You got endless hats, Tina. You got endless hats.
I know. God has definitely gifted me with some skills, but I will tell you that it has been a headache trying to figure out which ones to tap into. But I think I finally figured it out. But the poster came out of a rant. I never forget. One night, randomly, I was writing down just some things, some principles. I was calling them million-dollar principles. Literally, I wrote down on my paper. I said, million-dollar principles. To my life, where I was ready to transition from that next place of being in my first few years of business to really transitioning to a new level of excellence. And so I said, what are all the principles that I've either acquired from elsewhere and or I have just lived out in my own life and literally just want to be able to read and I need to be reminded about every day? The poster initially was not meant for nobody but me, like literally. Because I have design skills, I just put it together real nice. And the idea came to me later. It was like, maybe not too long after. And then it was like, well, this is good. Like, maybe I should just get this copyrighted. So literally, I applied for the copyright for the government. And within a year's time, they were up for sale. So it was birth. Everything, I put it like this, everything that I do and everything that I put my hand to, especially as it relates to, you know, or even a workshop or anything, it's for me first. Like, I've been through it first, and I've realized that this is of value. So nothing I do is just whatever. But that's how the poster came about. It was literally, what are the top 27 laws? And 27 just sound good. I had like 50 things on the sheet. But I was like, what are the top 50 things that if I could remember these things and do these things, every freaking day I can have success. 27 things that I pulled and it became a poster that quick. It just happened literally. So, but that's what it was.
That's awesome. You already know you got to give us your favorite number. You got to give us your favorite number. Then I'm going to give you my favorite number too.
Oh man, my favorite number. That's good. I would say definitely number one, right? Keep God first. Even in my commentary, you can hear I'm absolutely a believer. I'm absolutely in love with God. I mean, I would not just, when you have enough, put it like this, when you have enough nights on the bathroom floor and nobody, you really realize who God is real quick. So I would definitely say number one for sure. But after number one, let's just keep God first. There's so many good ones. They all have stories. I'm trying to think which one really stands out to me. Jesus, which one? I would say there's a bunch of them, but here's one I really love, because when I look at my life, I look at how I got where I am. And number seven, systems. People run the system. Systems run the business.
Facts.
Right? People run the system. Systems run the business. And if I can be 100% honest with you, without creating systems, I would not be at a place where I have created a framework to have a seven-figure business.
Wow.
And the reason why I'm going here is because I obviously we're talking about entrepreneurship tonight, right? Yes. So we can talk about a bunch of stuff, but I think that's kind of why I'm on here. But I will tell you this, systems changed my life, because you get to a point where talent is not enough. Talent is okay. Talent is good. Skill is good. But what happens when you don't have a system? And so systems changed my life, because I started to implement a system and I saw results, not because I was good, but because I was doing the same thing every single time. And see, that's why Steph Curry is who he is. It's not actually that good. Like, when you look at the backstory of who Steph Curry is, like, he wasn't like everything that he is now. But the difference between Steph Curry and LeBron, who was naturally talented, is that Steph Curry, he just developed a system. He turned his body into a system so that every time his elbow comes about 46 degrees bent, his brain knows to release the ball and now goes right into the hoop. It's because his system is of his body is programmed, and it does the same thing every time his elbow hits the pocket. The same thing. You see what I'm saying? So now I'm not trying to manufacture results. All I have to do is make sure my elbow hits the system, hits the point, and I'll make the shot. You see what I'm saying? So yes. When I do the same thing with my business, it's like now I'm not relying on my talent. Now I'm not relying on my ability to actually make a sale or have a conversation. My system tells me that at 6 o'clock, this is the best time to do X, Y, Z, da, 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 da. You see what I'm saying? So, and everything has a step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that's what I do. I rely on systems. I'm only where I'm at this point after the creativity and after the skill runs out because I have a system.
I love it, man. And that keeps you going. And that actually, what I was going to pick, my favorite number that I picked was 16, which was disciplined. And I feel like discipline is
good
what,
one.
Yeah, I feel like that is what holds me accountable. I'm all about self-accountability. So that discipline is what's going to hold me accountable. And that's why I picked discipline. Because in order to, you know, keep Revive alive and keep doing everything that I have to do, I have to stay disciplined. You know what I mean? Even down to the little things that people don't even think about when it comes to entrepreneurship. You have to have a healthy body and a healthy mind. You know, you can't doing 10 events in one day if you eating triple double cheeseburgers every day. Your body's gonna run out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't gonna be no breath in your lungs when you're talking to all these people. So that's definitely what I'm on the right now. The wave that I'm riding right now is definitely discipline and keeping myself self accountable for everything that I do. So I appreciate this 27 Laws of Hustle, man. How do people actually get the poster? How can people grab a poster?
Sure, the posters are actually sold out right now. I just marked them sold out as of like 24 hours ago.
Awesome. Congratulations. But
they are sold out for now, but you can get them when they if you follow me on Instagram at sincere18andb, I'll definitely be sure to put a post out. But it's masterthehustle.com. And just like it sounds, and eventually what we'll do is end up having a suite of products, not just for myself, but from other entrepreneurs that either have products or services related to cultivating the culture of lifestyle as it relates to hustle. Those will be available. So, I'm with you on that. Absolutely. MasterTheHustle.com.
I'm with you on that, man. We want you definitely to come on. Maybe you can give a couple away to our listening audience who's really, you know, about this entrepreneur life and trying to get those 27 laws of hustle down packed so they can get where you are, man. But when it comes to these pop-up workshops, can you tap a little bit into that? Because I think this is amazing what you're doing. And you did it in a way that is transparent where we can be more relative to it. Like, this is not just your everyday networking mixer. It was something that, you know, everybody can get a little piece of. So could you go ahead and tell the people a little bit about that?
Sure. So the pop-up workshop, the concept behind it is to, the pop-up just means that it could be anywhere, right? It's not something that has to be in Atlanta or has to be in DC. But the idea for the concept for the workshop is to be able to really be able to get hands-on information, because I think we get a lot, you can go on YouTube and search digital marketing, hustle strategies, how to stay focused. I mean, the world now is endless information, but the biggest bridge, in my opinion, the getting information and application is the ability to know how to apply it. And so my passion, my heart's desire is to help you filter through the immense amount of information that's available and actually show you how to implement it, because that's where the results come, not by you understanding a concept, but by you implementing the concept. That's where your results come. So that's the idea for the workshop, is really helping people gain new insights about the different things that they can do for their businesses or different things they can do to be more productive. But then the second part is, okay, now that you've got the information, how do you use it? Because a lot of people want to give you the what, but they don't tell you the how. So that's the idea behind the workshops, is helping people understand the how.
I appreciate you for that, man, because some people need that guidance, need that mentorship, and it's hard to find that, you know what I mean? And it definitely, like, for you, and it's like the outside looking at it, it looks like it's hard to reach out, or it's hard to get a hold of you, or it's hard to touch you, you know what I'm saying? Because you're up there in the charts. You know, when people look at you like, oh, that's Tina B, man, she's not going to want to help me. But the fact that you're now, you know, putting on these different workshops, and then you also just recently dropped a podcast, dropping more gems, giving out more information, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, she's somebody who's relatable. Like, yo, we need to reach out to her. Like, how does that feel that you just dropped your podcast? You're now, you know, really, really putting out some information so that people can get some, you know, some knowledge. Like, how has that transition into the podcast helped you in your career?
Yeah, the podcast is how it's helped me is just I get a chance to release. I really have a lot of information I just want to share. And not because I know everything, to be honest with you, I'm still learning. I learn every day, but more so because I get a release and I get excited about knowing that somebody else can learn something from what I went through and not have to get burnt, because I've got burnt a lot between dealing with being on the road with celebrities and being a DJ and seeing all types of stuff, drugs, this, that, whatever. I mean, I had to cuss people out, not giving me my money. I'm just knocking people out, 300-pound bouncers versus me. I don't know how I was going to knock him out, but I just knew I was going to knock him out.
Yes.
But, I mean, dealing with stuff like that all the way to dealing with, you know, being sued before on the business side of things and to get money taken from me. So many different things that I have so much, I have a decent amount of knowledge. And the podcast has really been a place where I can share information. I'm not that hard to get in contact with. Honestly, if you DM me, message me, I definitely respond. I'm definitely not Hollywood or anything like that. But the goal is to be able to give the information in a way that I can't coach everybody. And I am trying to push my business to 7 figures this year and do some things and whatnot. And so the podcast allows me to be able to reach more people without necessarily time. So my hope is that I will be able to reach people not just here, not just in Atlanta, not just in DC, but it'll really extend nationwide and hopefully even get translated into some other languages as well too. Because one thing is that we may speak different languages, but shoot, business is business, currency is currency. So I hope that I'll be able to reach people even in other places through the help of the podcast.
No doubt. And I do want to ask you a really quick question before I let you go, because you came on and you were talking about the cryptocurrencies and everything like that. If you can explain it to, you know, someone who has no clue, all we do is, you know, scroll down our timeline and we see Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, you know what I mean? We have no clue what it is about, but we see everyone talking about it. Like, what would be, you know, the cryptocurrency for dummy way you can explain it real quick. And I'm not calling anybody stupid. Don't take offense to that. I just wanted to
know. No. I get it. It's interesting that you say that because I'm actually starting a mini series within the podcast called The Last. And the concept is that I experiment regularly. I'm not sure what number that is on the poster, but I experiment regularly, not because I want to do a bunch. See, the outside perception is, Tina, if you do too many things, or, you know, whoever, if you do too many things at one time, your head is not right and you're not focused and you don't know what you're doing. See, my perspective is if I do a lot of things at one time, I may not be able to master all of them, and that's not my goal, but I can take from them and understand from them and apply those things to what I'm doing. So I just love experimenting. So the lab is going to help and share with people some of the things that I'm doing. One of those things being cryptocurrency. So I'm not only am I helping my customers accept Bitcoin or accept cryptocurrency within their platform, I'm also trading it personally. So I'm working as a trader. When I say trading it, that just means just like stock trading. So like you buy certain stocks, Coca-Cola, Apple, you do well. I'm doing the same thing as it relates to cryptocurrency. So the short version for people to understand is that cryptocurrency is essentially, think of it as a almost like the dollar. Like the dollar is physical money printed by the United States. Cryptocurrency is digital money that is, instead of being printed, they call it mined, that is mined by miners across the world. And it's essentially, nobody has created it. They don't know who created it. It just kind of happened, and it's deregulated. So the hype around it is that because it's deregulated, that, I mean, anybody can send to anybody. We're not dealing with bank transfers and issues with the bank and people regulating it. You can literally send money from here to Bangladesh in a matter of seconds just because of cryptocurrency. So it's really changing the way that we do life, because it's not regulated. And, you know, it has a value to it. It's a big deal. And the reason why we hear about Bitcoin is because it's the first cryptocurrency. But in the grand scheme, there's a lot of cryptocurrencies. And they all have different functions. That's the key to understand. So Bitcoin is used for transactions, but there's other coins that do other things. So there's one coin now that just came out where you can actually use that particular coin to buy a home or purchase real estate. Right, so this is crazy. Never before, imagine going in and buying a home using digital money, and you never have to go to the bank. You don't have to involve a realtor. You see what I'm saying? So it's changing the way that we do life using digital currency instead of physical currency. So here's what I will say. If you are someone looking to diversify your income and you don't have a whole lot of money to invest into real estate, invest into cryptocurrency, and don't invest in the sense of you have to feel like you have to go buy, hold Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is expensive, right? Now, at least, learn how to trade cryptocurrency and to really tap into that over the next year, because at the end of this year, if not before, they're going to really regulate a lot of this stuff or try their best to regulate a lot of this stuff. But there's a huge window of opportunity right now to trade cryptocurrency and make a decent amount of money by learning how to do it. And it doesn't take long, you know, a month or two to study it, and you'll have a skill that you can use for the rest of your life. So I would definitely challenge people, learn more about it. Here's what the truth is. It's not going anywhere. So whether you decide to get involved with it now, and they're not paying me, right? I'm not being paid to say this. So my goal is to help someone listening, is that if you're really looking for a way to diversify your income that's solid, I'm not talking about network marketing, I'm not talking about investing into something that you got to wait forever, I'm talking about seeing serious gains on something in a short, right, not get rich quick, but a short amount of time within like months that you can come in and out with, learn how to trade cryptocurrency. It'll change your life. It's absolutely changed mine.
I'm with you, man. And when you say that podcast coming out, because I'd rather listen to you than read a book. I ain't going to hold you, because I feel like you explain it 10 times better. So that's amazing, man. I cannot wait till you start that podcast, because I need to listen for myself, because I'm trying to find a way that I can make money while I'm sleeping. You hear me? Like, I don't always want to make money while I'm working. I want it to just come to me sometimes. But I do believe, Tina, you got a caller on the line, too, so I want to get to this caller. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from? All right, I thought. Okay, they hung up. So, but what I was going to say, Tina, is that I appreciate you coming on the Revive platform. I appreciate you so much dropping all the gems that you dropped tonight. Man, make sure you guys go subscribe to her podcast right now. Make sure you guys go do that. Tina, before you go, let the people know how they can subscribe, how they can find you, how they can get the poster once they get back in stock, and how they can get to that website of yours.
Sure. So definitely the main way to get in contact with me is actually Instagram or Facebook. I have a messenger bot on my Facebook, which comes right to my phone. So we can chat a lot faster on there. But yeah, Facebook, Instagram, same thing, at Sincerely Tina B. Would love to connect with you all. My goal is really to be able to help other people be successful. Business has changed my life, I promise you. I get to get up when I want. I go to sleep when I want. I eat what I want. I do what I want. And not to mention I can help others, employ my nephew, employ my friends, employ my family, and change lives by doing it. So entrepreneurship can absolutely change your life if you let it. And so I want more people to have the freedom that I have. So if you're looking to go to the next level, looking to do some coaching, I would love to do it. Let's connect. So Tina, TinaBonner.com is my website, TinaBonner. That's Bonner with two N's. Holler at me. I'm not Hollywood. I'm ready to get this work. So let's do it. That's the way to find me. And I'm excited to be on the show. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. I wish you the best. I'm so excited that you hit your year anniversary. Do not stop. Do not stop. Keep going. Keep going. Keep building. Keep grinding. And here's the thing. Keep innovating. Because a lot of people are doing the same stuff. But figure out how you can make more difference.
That's where I'm at right now. Tina, and I appreciate that piece of advice right there, man, because that's exactly where I'm at right now, trying to find a way that I can separate myself and, you know, continue to stay in my own lane. And also what makes you so special is because right there you just dropped another gem without even knowing that you did that, is you just spoke about generational wealth and nepotism all at the same time. And I hope people caught that, because you said, I'm employing my nephews, I'm employing my cousins, you know what I'm saying? You didn't say you're looking for employees. You know who is employed in your business. So I appreciate you for that. That's special. You right there, because generational wealth is what we need, you know, as black entrepreneurs, black owned businesses. We need that so we can continue to thrive in our own community. So I appreciate you, Tina. Keep doing
absolutely
your thing.
And that's my goal, right? I mean, I'm not there yet in terms of where I can pay him a full salary or pay him a check or bring him on completely, but that's the goal, is to really build something to pass on. So absolutely. I'm so excited that you had me on, that we spent 35 solid minutes together. this is priceless to me. So I'm excited to be here.
No doubt, man. I appreciate that. And let's continue to network. Let's continue to build. And I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, you as well. All right. Have a great show. We'll talk soon. Bye.
That just wrapped up a great interview with our special guest tonight, Tina B. Man, she did a dope job today. She dropped some gems for you guys. Make sure you guys go subscribe to her right now. Make sure you guys go check her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sincerely Tina B. Man, and go to her website. Check her out, man. She's doing an extremely, extremely amazing job, and she's doing it for the people. She's doing it for the culture. That podcast is lit, man. Trust me when I tell you, it's a lot of gems, a lot of knowledge that comes out of that podcast. But we are going to go to a quick commercial break. Thank for you guys who's still listening and supporting. We're reviving it anyways all the way to 10 p.m. tonight. Revivisalive.com. Go ahead and click that link in my bio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. We have our next guest coming up right after this quick commercial break. Quiet Expression Pens, man. I'm excited for this. This is going to be a jam-packed show tonight, man. You guys, all the way to 10 p.m. It's Meet Your Girl, POC. Go to Revivisalive.com right now and donate $1. The Revive 365 campaign has officially started. Go ahead and bless us real quick. You already know what time it is. It's Meet Your Girl, POC.
Yes, my raps are filled with rage.
One of these days, we gotta bust back for the homies.
You have to be logical. You know, if I know that in this hotel room they have food every day, and I'm knocking on the door every day to eat, and they open the door, let me see the party, let me see like them throwing salami all over the, I mean, just like throwing food around, they're telling me there's no food in here. You know what I'm saying? Every day, I'm standing outside trying to sing my way in. You know what I'm saying? We are hungry, please let us in. We are hungry, please let us in. After about a week, that song is going to change to, we hungry, we need some food. After 2-3 weeks, it's like, you know, give me a little food, ragging out the door. And after a year, you just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm picking the lock, coming through the door, blasting, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you hungry, you reached your level, you don't want any more. We asked 10 years ago. We was asking with the Panthers. We was asking with them, you know, the civil rights movement. We was asking, you know, now those people that were asking, they're all dead and in jail. So now what do you think we're going to do? Ask?
I put my gun away and grab my AK. It's getting hectic. I can't call it. House full of alcoholics. Now a nigga's under pressure.
Died a year before my grandfather. My grandfather died the other day. I can give a mother. If you decide to bob your head to this, family means more to me than dealers to cocaine. I believe that we can be like him. I believe that love will conquer obstacles in this way. Know that. So I'ma keep on making these short story forms in the forms of rap. Walking down the hall away in autumn day. Skipping frolic, I stroll away. That was the day you threw my shit, I broke my locker. Because you had a temper tantrum for some kinks. Your little dimples, when you smile, they turn to wrinkles. After that, we chose not to date again. Your little spoiled ass. I say, I moved to college and I met me a fireball. She had more knowledge than me on the streets. I couldn't accept her features were less than honest. I chose another, she slashed my tires. When I inquired, she looked me dead in my eyes and I knew she was lying. She said she ain't do it. She did it. Check it out. Break it down for a minute. Plenty women been committed to me. But few I revisit in my mental, mainly rush. I met her, she was earth until I went into my soul and found on Pluto. Better fit a Mona Mika. Look as flawless as a picture by Picasso. Basquiat, without a doubt, she fits the perfect picture of the perfect missus. Give me the ring so I can kiss her. Come here, baby. I do.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Hey! It's your girl POC. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. We are live right now on reviveisalive.com. Once again, reviveisalive.com. We are live right now. We're reviving your airways each and every winning Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spread the word. Spread the message. You can also catch us live on TuneIn. You can either go download the app or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening to hit me, your girl, POC, live each and every Wednesday. You can also catch us each and every Sunday with that good Sunday morning talk radio, man. I'm excited about this Monday coming up. Our 1 year anniversary will be our official one full lap around the universe, man. I'm excited. Revive is alive, man. Make sure you guys go support the Revive 365 campaign right now. All you got to do is go to reviveisalive.com, the homepage, click that donate button, just support us with $1. All we doing is asking for $1 to keep Revive alive, man. You can also get us on the Cash App as well with the $RevivePOC. Once again, that's RevivePOC. But I'm about to jump into what our next guest, man. I'm extremely excited to be speaking with our next guest tonight. They are doing some incredible things, and I already know they're going to drop some gems for us today. Quiet Expressions, I think they're going to be amazing guests. Hey, how y'all feeling out there tonight? Can you hear me? You live on Revive. How you feeling, Quiet Expressions?
Hello.
How are you? How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
I love it. Yes, and I love your energy. Welcome to Revive. You are live right now, man. I want you to go ahead before we get started. I want you to please go ahead and introduce yourself so the listening audience know exactly who we're talking to.
Yes, my name is Naima, and I am the owner of Quiet Expression Pens. It's a pen company that helps you express yourself through pens and quiet expression. That's what it's, quiet expression of who you are as a person. It's a new tattoo, I call it. The pens are the new tattoos of nice. This generation. And I created Quiet Expression Pens because I had my hair touched too much last year, and I decided to create a Don't Touch My Hair pen to let people know not to touch my hair. So that's where it first began.
Oh, my goodness. And I definitely agree with you when you say, you know, pens are the new tattoos, because I wear mine all the time. I mean, I wear mine all the time. I try to be like a walking billboard most of the time when I'm getting dressed. You hear me? Like, I need a statement to follow how I'm feeling today. And when you say don't touch my hairpin, how did the reaction of everybody when they seen that first don't touch my hairpin, how was the reaction to that?
It's just like I can relate to that. You know, a lot of people have experience having their hair touched, and I knew that before. I read an article a long time ago on one black blog I saw. It talked about having their hair touched, and I'm like, I can so relate to that. That's been my experience, and it didn't happen to me until last year, so it's interesting that years later after reading that article, I would have the same thing happen. And the same woman who inspired the pen, actually, she tried to touch my hair today at work, and I told her, don't touch my hair. And I let her know very clearly where I stood on that. I should have had my hairpin on my head today.
And so is more of a hairpin, or is it something more, like a pin that you can pin on your jacket?
Oh, yes, it's for the hair, actually. I've seen other Don't Touch My Hair pins, but they were more for clothes and like your backpack. I wanted something that could go in the hair to let people know right then and there, this is what I'm talking about. Let me, you see my hair, you know, don't touch my hair.
And how did you actually come up with the idea that you wanted to do the hairpins? I know you said that, you know, people were touching hair. You like, yeah, no. But, like, what made you just sit down and manifest the entire thought? Like, is this is a need? Did you feel the need to fill that void? Did you want to create your own lane so people can understand? Because you even went and you did a James Baldwin pin, and that's really the one that caught my eye. So, like, where do you see, you know, your quiet expression pins fitting in?
Well, honestly, Radical Dreams Pens, another black woman-owned business, they kind of inspired it because all their pens have a message. They have Kaepernick, they have Muhammad Ali. They're just constantly coming out with content that just speaks to the black experience. And I was so inspired by that, that I just felt like I wanted to produce from here on out just stuff that did the same thing too. Make people feel like I can relate to that. That speaks to my personal experience. And James Baldwin is my hero, and I just felt like my hair is my crown. It just kind of fit after the Don't Touch My Hair pin. It kind of came after that because I had that crown letting you know I'm a queen. So you can't deny that. And that's piggybacked off of the Don't Touch My Hair pin.
Which on that? And when did it actually start? Like, are you a new up and coming business, or have you been in the game for a very long time?
No, I'm pretty new to the business. I'm learning as I go. I'm making, you know, mistakes, but I'm learning from them every single day. And so I have new content coming out. I can't wait for my Kwanzaa 365 pin to come out, because that's awesome. Going to be like just another thing that I'm so super excited to incorporate. And just basically about supporting black businesses and, you know, just implementing all the principles on a everyday basis.
Which on that. And then I have another question. Would you say that your pens are geared to, you know, more women than actual men? Because, you know, men have has hair too, and men tend to find themselves getting their hair touched and things like, such if they have like dreadlocks or cornrows, straight backs, whatever it may be, and they're like, yo, can you not touch my hair? Like, do you see yourself making pens so it can actually fit, you know, a style for a man too?
Absolutely. Actually, the crown pin was, I had that in mind because I'm like, I wanted something that men can also feel like, okay, I can rock that too. And I was so super excited when I got my first mail ordering one of the crown pins. I'm like, I'm doing it. Now I got to keep on promoting an audience that's like both genders, because like people want something that speaks to them, whether you're a female or a male. So from now on, I'm going to be looking at the male and female in mind.
And when it comes to 2018, because I know you said you're new to the game, you can't wait till your Kwanzaa 365 pin come out. It's like, what can we expect from you guys for 2018 from Quiet Expression Pins? What can we see coming down the pipeline with everything? Because there's so much going on, especially with the news, so much trauma going on, things like that. And your pins are like, you know, something is an expression that is uplifting, is inspirational, is motivational. So what can we see, you know, coming from Quiet Expression Pins in 2018 that can keep us motivated and keep going through all the crap that's coming out of the White House nowadays?
Well, I cannot wait. Honestly, I have so many ideas in my head as we speak. I'm not an artist, so once I can get an artist to make this happen, I'm telling you, it's going to be great. Actually, the ideas just come one after the other. So I do one pin and then I come up with another concept based on just kind of like, I want to do something that no one else is doing. I want to just create my own lane, as you mentioned earlier. I want to just do me and not follow what other people are doing. So I see other pin companies doing their thing, but I also want to have something that represents me as a person, something that I would rock on my clothes that speaks to me personally as a person else. So it has to be original. It's going to be random. Whenever I get the idea and the inspiration, it's going to come out and it's just going to be great.
I'm with you on that, man. I already know you guys about to do some big things. I can't wait to see what you guys coming out for Black History Month. You ain't talk about Black History Month. You went straight to Kwanzaa. You got something coming down the pipe for Black History Month? It's coming up. What? Today's the 31st, so that's tomorrow.
Yes, actually, the Kwanzaa pin, I'm super excited for that because it just, first of all, when Kwanzaa came, I didn't really celebrate it too much, but then because I created my business, I started posting something every day for the 7 days. I got so inspired. I'm like, I got to do a Kwanzaa pin. And I want people to embody faith and purpose, et cetera, every single day. When you see that Kwanzaa pin, that's what you just try to be every single day, just be inspired by those principles. So it's going to be candles lined up as they are, and it's going to have each principle, the meaning of each principle on each candle.
Okay.
So that you know what they embody.
Okay. And then also, like, with the pins, right, when it comes down to, like, size and proportion so people can actually get it in their hair so it doesn't get stuck, doesn't get tangled, because, you know, natural hair is kinky. You know, sometimes it can be really kinky, sometimes it can be really curly. How do you come up with the different designs to make sure that it can fit all texture, you know, texture of everyone's hairstyle?
It's really trial and error. Honestly, I remember I ordered the Don't Touch My Hair pin. I ordered one that was too small, and I tried to just experiment to see how it was. It's just kind of like you learn along the way, and you're going to have some lessons you're going to make. But you start to, you know, as you get closer and closer, you know, more into the business, you start to understand what is effective and what's not. So for me, I'm learning as I go.
And what's one thing that you have learned so far that just like, yo, I'm never doing this one again? Like, what is one lesson you have learned so far?
One lesson I've learned, I think it's just about, you're going to have people that are not always going to be pleased with, especially the shipping situation. I have an Etsy shop, and I got my first bad review because it didn't get shipped on time. And so it's disheartening for me, but I had to learn as well that, you know, I only can do the best I can do as a business owner.
Okay.
And some things are out of your control. You try to, you know, be as effective as possible with your customers, but sometimes things, you know, you will have some setbacks. You just got to keep going and not, you know, be discouraged by what will come in your, you know, come your way, because there will be sunshine at the end of the tunnel.
That's definitely the truth right there. Definitely some facts right there. And you said you got a bad review. And when you got the bad review, is it something that you saw as constructive criticism, or did you see that as critique? How did you take that as a entrepreneur? Like, did you see that as like, oh, they're constructive criticism, or do you see that as critique? They're trying to critique. I'm sorry, how I'm doing my job.
No, I felt like I did the right thing. I always try to ship out my packages the day of, and sometimes things can happen with the UPS service. And, you know, I felt like I did the right thing. I felt like it wasn't really my fault at the time, but you're going to have situations like that. And you know what? I took that as like, you know what? Okay, that happened. But I had so many supportive customers that have been very happy. They tagged me in posts and said, I love my pen. And so that's what keeps me going. I'm not going to let one situation keep me from what I have to do. That's going to distract me from the goal.
That is definitely the truth as well. And what is the goal? So you said that's going to distract you for the goal. So is your goal to just solely make pins, or do you see yourself coming out with more apparel and everything to help display your pins all at the same time?
The possibilities are endless. I would never say never. I always feel like there's just room to grow, and I cannot wait to see. You know, right now I'm saying this now, but I don't know where I'm going to be in the middle of the year, at the end of the year. I might have progressed so much more than I have anticipated now. So I'm just looking forward to how I'm going to elevate in this business. I want to do patches. I may want to do apparel. I just feel like the world is my oyster, and I'm just going to go with the flow and what God wants me to do.
I'm with you. So you like in full entrepreneurship role. You like, I'm taking this one on. I'm going to make sure this is, you know, something that is going to be great for me. I feel you. I feel your passion, man. Definitely. Why you say no custom pins, though? Why are you not doing any custom pins?
It's because I feel like I want it to speak to just my experience. No, it's just a personal thing to me. Whatever I put out is personal to me. And it's like, it has a special touch to it. Like even with the Kwanzaa pin, I have a Kente cloth as the background to the backing card. And, like, it has a special meaning for me. I feel like it's going to have that for people once I break it down in the Instagram. And so that's what I feel like. It's just going to speak to me and also speak to the customer. It's going to feel like a special thing that I put out there for the universe to appreciate.
I'm with you on that one. And then also when it comes to your pins, too, right? So you said you're about to start doing some, you know, mail. You're going to allow it to be diverse where you can do the male, you can do the female and everything like that. And what about for the youth? Like, are you going to start to put out, you know, messages that can help, you know, young black boys with joy and young girls with that black girl magic? Like, how are you going to help support the youth in this project?
It's so interesting you would bring that up, because I actually went to Flint last year, Flint, Michigan, and you know they have a water crisis going on. And so I remember going into one of the schools, and it said, do not drink until further notice, a sign that was above a water fountain. And I've been wanting to do something really great for the youth down there, because the kids have been especially affected by the contaminated water, and I would love to help to bring a new water fountain to that school. And I kind of was thinking about maybe trying to raise money through my pens and some of the sales and help bring that fountain to that school to help the kids get fresh water. So that's interesting you asked that.
I love that you said that, definitely. And can you tell us a little bit? I don't want to get off topic, but could you tell us a little bit about that experience? Because I haven't been to Detroit, but I've been wanting to go. Well, Flint, I'm sorry, but I've been wanting to go for a very, very long time. I've been trying to get to Michigan in general for a very, very long time. So how would you describe that experience for you? Because you were firsthand. The fact that you were in the school was amazing. So could you explain that to the listening audience just a little bit about it?
Yes. Well, I just got my master's degree in global development and social justice. And so I was doing my thesis on the Flint water crisis, and it led me down to Flint. And I'm so happy that it did, because I wanted to get on the ground. You know, you see so much on TV, but you're not even seeing the half of it when you witness it firsthand, going down to that place and interviewing people and getting their stories and seeing that even the fish and the pets have been affected by the contaminated water. I mean, someone started getting like bumps on its face and it died because the water was dirty. A dog, you know, he couldn't drink from the water because it was filthy. And so it was just so surreal to go down there and talk to the people and actually feel what they're talking about. And I actually got to see the Flint River, and it was so dirty, and I couldn't believe my eyes. Like, wow, this is real life. You know, you can't make this stuff up. And it goes beyond the TV screen, because you have to go down there and really see what's happening. And so it just really touched my heart, and I want to just do so much. I have so much in mind that I can't forget about Flint.
I'm with you on that, man. I got to make my way down there. If you do ever do something for that cause, you know, trying to get the water fountain in the school and everything like that, please let us know here at Revive, because we want to be able to help you any kind of way. The next time you go, just hit me up, man. I will definitely catch a flight with you, for real, for real. So I've really been trying to get there for a while. So, and I have no excuses. Really, I don't want to even put out no excuses of why I haven't, because there's no excuse of why I haven't. But I definitely would love to, you know, try to, if you do something with that, I would love to try to do my best to do whatever we can do here at Revive to help you do that. But before we let you go today, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself once again, tell the people who you are, how they can find your product, how they can find you on social media, and if you have a website so they can check you out too.
Yes, well, I'm at Quiet Expression Pens on Instagram, and then on Etsy I'm also at Quiet Expression Pens. And follow me if you know, see what content I have, and also suggest some ideas to me too, because I'm always looking for ideas. I'm never closed-minded to what people might want, so just keep me posted, send me a DM. I'm always open-minded, and I'm so thankful to have been on this program.
I appreciate you coming on the program. We need more people like you who are putting out these messages. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, like a walking billboard, like a walking message. Like, I appreciate you. It's like, support yours and stay out the stores, for real. Because what you're doing with this is amazing. And it's like, yo, don't touch my hair. And it's like also helping people to be more comfortable about their natural hair, you know, and their natural state of mind. So I completely love what you're doing. That's why we wanted to have you on the show. Actually, I know you said that the pins are sold out. Don't touch my hair pins are sold out. But how can we find them when they do? Are you going to put up a post or something about it when they do? Because we would love it. We are three women right now. I know for a fact, with natural hair. So I know for a fact we would love to wear one of your pins, rock it.
I actually have 15 left in stock right now. I have to see if I will do it, if I will restock them again. But you can, you know, I'm thinking about it. Now that she brought it up, I may decide to put some more to production. I mean, honestly, yeah, your hair was your crown. You know, as a sister, like, it's a journey to love your hair. Like, honestly, that's why I say my crown, because it took me a long time to love my hair. Like, it was not a simple situation. I went through the pressing and the locks, and finally I am arrived at, like, the peak of my hair right now. I'm in love with it. So it's a blessing.
So how can we find them, though? You're going to put up something, or we just need to slide in DMs or what? Because if you got 15, I'm trying to get 3 up off you.
Oh, you could slide in my DMs, too. I mean, I'm always open. Like I said, you know, you can anyway, if you can go on my Etsy page. I have the link on my Instagram page, and there's still some left if you want. And I, like I said, you know, the possibilities are endless. Maybe I will restock them. We'll see what happens.
Are you located in, where are you located?
I'm in New York.
Okay, awesome. So you're not too far as well. So I definitely want to continue to build and connect with you, man. I appreciate you for coming on, and I wish you many, many blessings in your future endeavors, and definitely have a great rest of your week.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
That wraps up another great interview with Quiet Expression Pens, man. She is doing some amazing work, and she is definitely using, you know, her voice with her expressions to make sure that she get that message out, to start that movement that we all looking for. You know what I'm saying? Don't touch my hair. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to be naturally beautiful in your natural state, man. Definitely. I appreciate that. She's giving, you know, some accessories so you can dress up that pretty old bush that you rock. You know what I mean? Harmony, you got the bush. How you feel? Would you rock one of those pens?
Absolutely. I like when I seen it and we wanted to get her on the show, I'm like, I have to get a pen, but we have to get a pen. Like, you know, it's nothing like somebody trying to touch your hair. You're like, oh, wait a minute. What was it? Like, so I absolutely love the idea. And also just shout out to Solange too, because you know that song, so that should be like her theme song in the background or something.
For real, I hope she's still listening, because that's a plug for real. Solange, man, she need to go ahead and send about 10 of those to Solange and be like, yo, Solange, I made this directly for you. Don't touch my hair. She need to send those to Queen Maxine Waters too. Remember, I'm reclaiming my time when he was trying to go on her hair. No, like, yo, don't touch my hair. Mind your business. Definitely, I am not my hair. Definitely, NDI Reed. Like, all that, they just need to get popping. Shout out to her. Shout out everything she's doing, man. I already know she's going to turn up in 2018. We're going to be seeing her on bigger and bigger, bigger scales. So I already know that's coming. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we have one more guest for you guys. We told you tonight was going to be a jam-packed show. Make sure you guys tune in. Spread the message. Spread the word. Reviveisalive.com. Once again, reviveisalive.com. Go ahead and click that link in my bio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at revive_POC. We are reviving airways to 10 p.m. tonight. Tune in. Spread the word. Spread the message. You already know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. We'll be right back. Our next guest coming up.
This is the story of a boy who didn't talk for a long time. The boy liked things to always be the same. Any changes would scare and upset him. The unknown was an unfriendly place. The boy was very sensitive to lights and sounds. So he built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. The boy didn't like looking people in the eye. He wasn't trying to be mean, it just made him feel uncomfortable. Sometimes he would flap his arms again and again.
One day, I found out I have something called autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I found my voice and learned all the ways I could live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
James Baldwin said, I am not who you say I am. Mm-hmm. And he talked about his father who believed the lie that white America had told him, the stereotypical representation of his blackness, not the brilliant, beautiful black man that he was, not the independent author of his own existence. He was dependent upon a culture that would demonize him and give him a sense of himself that was limited and circumscribed. So James Baldwin wanted to break out of that box, right. And he wanted black America to break out of that box. And as the first day of Black History Month, this celebrates the fact that black history is not just for black people, it's for everybody. Toni Morrison is great for all people. John Coltrane is great for all people. Whoopi Goldberg is great for all of America.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Hey. It's your girl POC. Hey. Proof of consciousness. Proof of consciousness. POC. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. Make sure you guys spread the word, spread the message. We are live each and every Winning Wednesday, man. It's me, your girl, POC. We are reviving your airways each and every Winning Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. here on Time for the Wake Day, man. Spread the word, spread the message, and I'm going to be pushing this all week. The Revive 365 campaign has started, man. We're asking everybody to go to the website right now, reviveisalive.com, and support us by just donating $1 to the Revive 365 campaign, man, in honor of our one-year anniversary that's coming up next Monday, February the 5th. Once again, $1, reviveisalive.com. Go ahead and click that donation button right now. And if you're feeling froggy, please jump, please leap, man. You can hit us up on Cash App, $$, Revive POC. Revive POC, $, Revive POC, man. Please spread the word. Please spread the message. Support, support, support. Spread some love, man. Spread some love. Spread some wealth. We trying to stay alive here at Revive. We growing each and every day, and we need your help to keep doing that, man. Thank you guys already for everything you have done to keep Revive alive today. But we're going to go ahead and jump into it with our next guest, man, our weekly thrill guest. I'm excited to be speaking with him. He's coming from Charlotte, North Carolina, man. I'm excited for this interview because what he's doing is definitely impacting and changing the game. I'm excited to be speaking with you. DeMario Baker, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling well. How about yourself?
I'm great, man. You are live on Revive, man. I'm excited to be speaking with you. Tell the people who you are, exactly what you do before we get started with our great interview. I already know we're about to have.
Sure. I'm DeMario Baker, Executive Director and Founder of Inspire Us Foundation.
And you got to tell the people what Inspire Us Foundation is. And I love how you did Inspire with the N. I love that.
Thank you. So, Inspire Us Foundation was founded in 2015 with the purpose of educating individuals from unserved communities regarding public health awareness, social behavior, setting goals, healthier lifestyle, things of that nature. And so we have been pretty successful with a lot of the programs that we have implemented. And we're just happy to be a part. And what we're trying to do is just change the mindsets of our young individuals and underserved communities.
No doubt. And we need more people like you, man. We definitely need more people like you because we have to save the youth. We have to keep the youth alive, man, because they're going to be our doctors one day. You know what I mean? They're going to be our lawyers.
Absolutely.
One day. You know what I'm saying?
So absolutely.
We got to put that into them. Hopefully they'll be our president one day because we need
hopefully.
One. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. So I do have a question, right? You guys are a nonprofit organization. And I want to know, you know, as you being a full-time entrepreneur, why did you decide to go into business as a nonprofit and not a for-profit?
Well, I mean, when people say, work your passion and never feel like you worked a day in your life. And that's really the essence of why I started Inspire Us Foundation. I mean, for about 16 years, I mean, I've served the community in numerous of ways and just did it for free. You know, I've always had a full-time job and always found time to give to individuals that were in need, whether it be through my own efforts or through some political streams that I was connected to at the time. So as I was working my full-time job, I was, you know, writing my plan maybe about 2 years. It took me 2 years to really write and kind of get the foundation up, Inspire's foundation, to understand what my platform would be. And so I was working on my last contract as an HR recruiter, and, you know, my contract didn't get renewed, and it was just kind of the time where I wanted to step out on faith, and then thank God I have a supporting wife that would allow me to do that and take the risk. And, you know, and just through the blessings of God, I was able to acquire 4 schools pretty much almost immediately, which jumpstarted my program pretty well. And here we are today.
That's love. That's love. So right now you are only based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Have you been anywhere else and put on a program before?
No, we're only based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. But we are looking to expand here really soon within the next year.
Okay. And then also, so the name of your brand and your foundation, I should say, it's Inspire Us. So when you say Inspire Us, exactly what are you trying to get people to understand when they see, you know, your message or your logo?
Because it's a personal stance, honestly. The Us is representation of the underserved communities. I grew up a part of the Us, if I may say. You know, that's been my environment my entire life. And I just feel like a lot of kids in those type of environments, some of them just need a little bit of help, you know, just a little bit of help. You know, there are kids that are going to do bad, you know, no matter what you do for them, you know, how much you help them. But there are also the kids that want to do well, but just don't have the opportunity or someone to really guide them in the right direction. And those are the Us that we're looking to help. Through the high schools that we are connected to are kids who are basically choosing to go back to school to get their diplomas. And I think that's something huge because they're not being forced to do that. So they've made that decision. So these type of schools, I love to work with these kids because they are searching for a change. They're really trying to work for a change. And programs like what we have help to see them and identify them and help them to identify their goals and help them achieve them. So that's really been a big piece of it. But that's the Us. It's the kids that are in the underserved communities that need the most help.
I love it. So, like, right now, you said you're in schools right now. So are you in, like, charter schools, public schools, private schools? How are your programs set up throughout the district?
I have three charter schools and one public school, which is CMS, which is Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools. We're working on some other schools. I also have a charter middle school that I work with as well. So we're going in the right direction.
Definitely, definitely. And how would you say, you know, because, well, I'm in Philly. I'm not sure how it's ran in North Carolina or Charlotte, I should say. But the public schools are still ran by the city, but the charter schools are ran by the city as well. But they're funded by private-owned companies. Is that the same thing in North Carolina?
Yeah, some of the same. It's the money actually comes through the public schools. And they they push the money down to the charter schools.
So does that help you by you expanding through charter schools more, or does it help you if you're expanding through public schools more?
Well, I mean, I chose to get because I wanted to affect change in such a way that numerically the data, you know, would already be calculated. Having my own building and things like that also helps us to expand. So really, the schools are just a tool to be able to make an immediate impact and be able to get data from a company that's already huge, a big corporation, right? Mm-hmm. So they already have those data that we can pull up that will certainly help us to raise funds. So that was just one of the lanes that we took, the right directions that we took. However, you know, growth would come in many ways.
I can agree with you on that one. Definitely. I can definitely agree with you on that one. So I have a crazy question I want to ask you. And the reason why I want to ask you this is because, you know, when I was in school, I hated wearing uniforms, right? I hated wearing uniforms, but they always say, you know, the school is more structured. You get less bullying. You get less, you know, taunting, whatever it may be, you know, from the different kids because of their ages and they're not, you know, fully matured yet, things like that. Do you see the same thing by you being in the outside looking in? Because you're not necessarily a part of the school. You're not a part of the administration in the school. You're just coming in to, you know, be involved with the students and, you know, engage with the students. So do you see a difference in the schools that you attend with uniforms and schools without uniforms? I just want to know. I want to know if their, you know, their predictions are right.
Well, schools, I didn't grow up in that era. I grew up in an era where I could, you know, express myself freely, which I enjoyed that. But with these schools, I don't, honestly, I mean, kids find a way to bully or to be boastful or to tease other kids. Typically with the schools with the uniforms are typically a little bit more structured than a regular public school. So yes, things can be a little bit better, but kids, to mess with each other. I mean, whether it be through social media, I mean, yeah, they have uniforms, but the shoes aren't uniform, right? Their haircuts aren't uniform. So, I mean, those are like, kids always find different ways to, if they're going to do that, they're going to do that. And a lot of times what we do is I do character education and conflict resolution with the kids all the time. So no matter if I'm in a school, in my charter school where they do have uniforms, or I'm in my high school where they don't, I'm always doing conflict resolution and character education with them to keep them abreast on how to treat each other, because that's so important moving forward. I mean, with everything going on in the world right now, we all need to learn a little bit about how to treat each other, right?
Fact. That's a fact. And speaking of social media as well, like, because I know you have to fight against social media, because I work at a university. So me working at a university is like, they don't even see me standing there. They literally walk in with their heads down, paying attention to the phone. You know what I'm saying? We'd be in mid-conversation. They're telling me, hold on, my phone ringing. So I know with you, you're with the youth. So they're more inclined to be, you know, with the video games and the handheld devices and things like that. So how has it been for you being in the school with the social media and the handheld devices and the mobile phones and things like that?
Well, I just use it to my advantage. A lot of times people try to take those things away from the kids to make them more engaged. Well, times have changed. You know, those things, those handheld devices, those cell phones, that's what's keeping kids engaged. So you have to be innovative and find different ways to really engage with them. And that's through their devices. So I don't ever try to deviate from that. I welcome it. And I get them to show me, how do I connect with you? And I think a lot of times when, you know, programs or organizations or even people that want to be involved with kids forget to ask them what they want, right? And so those type of things I don't shy away from, because that is the future. So I'm very much well engaged with that. And, you know, I'm all about making videos. Let's do it. Let's Snapchat. And all that. Like, I'm not one of those adults let's snap a gram and face the snap. Like, that's not me. I'm all up in it, because I'm around the kids 24/7. And if I'm not engaged with them in a way that makes sense for them, or even something that attracts them, they're not going to want to hear me. And a lot of times when I come to these schools to introduce my programs to the kids, I don't dress the same. Like, I'll go talk to the principal in a meeting. That's one thing. But when I go address the kids, I'm dressed like them, because I want them to see me in such a way that they can understand, even though I'm conveying information in such a way that enlightens them.
That's awesome. So pretty much what you're saying is you're someone who's transparent. Like, you'll be able to, you know, put on a suit and tie, and then at the same time you can put on some ball sneaks and say, let's shoot. You know what I'm saying? Check ball. I'm with you.
Absolutely. That's important. I mean, because the kids want to know that you can relate, but they also want to know that you're man enough or adult enough to lead them.
Definitely, because they definitely will try you. They will definitely try
you. They will definitely try you. You know, they'll try you with the lingo, the possible if you don't seem to fit the bill.
Definitely. So what are some of the, let's get back into the programs that you actually do in the school. So what are some of the programs that you can name for us in the listening audience that you actually have performed and put on in this different schools that you go to?
Sure. A few of my programs. Let's start with the Dream Workshop. The Dream Workshop is actually an acronym. Dream, it stands for Determine Your Reality, Educate Yourself, and Adjust Your Mindset to Materialize Your Dream. And the Dream Workshop, what we help kids to do was to think about their futures, think past right now. And we help them to do that by creating vision boards. We call them dream boards. And we break it up in such ways that they can see themselves, what and how their dreams affect themselves and others, and how much of an impact does their dream have against the world. And then so create a goal chart to help them accomplish those goals in their vision boards. Then we have guest speakers, we do field trips, and in a part of that program, they have to do community service hours. They have to provide a philanthropy service or anything like that. So what we do, we give care packages or, you know, to the homeless, or we feed the homeless, things like that. And then we take them on college tours so they can kind of see the college life and understand that whole. Another program we have is called the Workforce Development. This is strictly for high school students. And in this program, we teach high school students how to fill out applications, create resumes, how to interview, proper interview etiquette, workplace etiquette, sexual harassment. We even talk about pay and taxes and things like that. And then at the end of the workshop, we help them find jobs by creating a small job fair for them. So that's one of the things that we do there. We also have a STEM summer camp. So in the summer, it's a regular summer camp, but we teach STEM knowledge, and we do activities around STEM and STEAM. And we have an after school program as well that's also STEM and STEAM based. And see, in the springtime, we have Inspire Us Athletics, where we starting out with basketball going there. So we have a basketball league starting with little kids. And one of our biggest projects that we're doing right now is a study abroad program to West Africa.
Awesome.
So we're doing that. The study abroad program, that's a 14-week program that we do with our kids. 7 weeks of class and 7 weeks of fundraising. And we are going to Africa, three countries in 14 days.
Wow.
So we'll be in London, London, United Kingdom. Will be in Senegal, Africa, and the Gambia, Africa. The Gambia, where the Kunta Kinte village is based.
Okay.
So it's very surreal when you think about it. And also, you know, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, they actually visited this place just recently, right before he ended his presidency. But it's a really great opportunity for the kids to be able to learn about that heritage without having to see the movie Roots, right? Because for a lot of kids in underserved communities, the most they know about the Black history outside of February is, and so we're going to give them a very surreal look at it and kind of be and have a hands-on approach about it. But also we'll be able to go to indigenous villages where they'll be able to do humanitarian deeds such as helping out with wells, farming, ABCs and 1, 2, 3s that we can teach to the little kids, hygiene, things like that. We'll be able to see monuments. There's a Renaissance monument actually in the Senegal, Africa. It's the tallest statue in Africa. It's kind of like the in the United States, but it's in Africa. It's 160 feet tall, and it's of a Black man holding his baby, and his wife is on his back, which represents the freedom of slavery. And so it's a huge monument that hardly anyone knows about unless you live in Africa. And so we want to take our kids out to see these different things, to really study the culture, study the other parts of Africa that's not all village and tutus, but these actual metropolitan areas as well as the village areas. So it's a huge project we're doing. We have a lot of fundraising coming up for it. We're bringing in sponsors. It's just a really great thing. I'm sorry if I'm running off too much, but I get really excited when I talk about the study abroad program.
I love it, man. And we need that passion. We need that passion. We need more people like you. You're talking about giving kids, you know, a passport. They haven't even, you know, been 18 yet. They haven't even had a driver's license.
Absolutely.
Yet. So I'm excited about that. You know what I mean? Some kids don't even know what a passport is until they get their driver's license. So I'm excited that you're putting that out in the universe. You're manifesting that for our different youth around, you know, around Charlotte, North Carolina area. And that's what we need, so they can get out and see more things. So some of them, if it's not for you, they're not even going to see outside of Charlotte. You know what I mean? So I appreciate
Absolutely.
All the work that you're doing, everything that you're doing. But before we let you go, I really want you to tell the people who you are once again, how they can find you, how they can check out if you are, you know, getting some donations for that trip, sponsorship, anything for that trip. And definitely let us know how we can help you get those kids to South Africa.
Absolutely. So you can always go to our website, inspireusfoundation.org. That is NSPIREUSFoundation.org. You can find any information that you want about our nonprofit, how to donate. You can also go to youcaring.com and look up Inspire Us Foundation. You'll see where you can donate to our cause, but you can also go to our website and click donate from there. We are on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So make sure you reach out to us. Instagram is Inspire Us Found. Inspire Us Foundation. Twitter is Inspire Us Found. Facebook is Inspire Us Foundation. But we're rocking and rolling. We're always looking for sponsorships. You can also reach me at Demario B and Inspire Us Foundation.org. That's DEMARIO B as in boy at Inspire Us Foundation.org. Please reach out to us. We're always looking to raise funds and help our kids. We're looking to raise about $100,000 to go, but I mean, we're making ways to get into our goal, but we certainly could use your help.
Doubt, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate the work that you're doing. I hope it continues to grow in numbers. I hope every school in Charlotte is calling your phone by the end of this interview tonight, man. Keep going. Keep doing your thing, man, and keep spreading that good message and that inspiration, that motivation, because that's exactly what we need our kids to see each and every day. We need an example, and I thank you for being that example, man. Really, really do appreciate it, and I wish you many, many blessings in your future endeavors, and I already know you guys are going to get to South Africa, man. It's already done for you.
Yes, we're really excited. Thank you so much for having me on the show, and any way you guys can help, we'll appreciate it. Thank you.
No doubt, man. Have a great rest of your week, and I appreciate you coming on and supporting us here on Revive.
Same to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That just wrapped up another great interview tonight here on Revive, man. We told you we had a jam-packed show for you guys. That was Demario Baker, man. Make sure you guys go follow him Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Inspires Us Foundation. That's N with an actual N, like the letter N, not inspire. It's N-S-P-I-R-E Us Foundation. Make sure you guys go follow him right now. Support that trip, man. Get them kids to South Africa. Get them kids a passport, man. Forget a driver's license. Let's get passports, man. That's what I'm talking about. We catching flights. We ain't stressing. We catching flights all 2018, man. Once again, I appreciate you guys showing love and supporting each and every time we reviving your airways, man. Make sure you guys catch these waves with us, man, each and every time. 215-490-9832. Don't be scared. Don't be shy, man. Give us a call each and every time. We are live on Revive. Thank you guys for supporting. Make sure you guys go donate $1. That's all we ask for is $1. Reviveisalive.com. Once again, reviveisalive.com on the homepage. All you have to do is click that button and donate right now. Or you can hit us up on Cash App with the money sign, Revive POC. Donate right now. The 1 year anniversary is coming up Monday, February 5th. The pregame celebration will be on Time for an Awaken this Sunday. Make sure you guys tune in with that good Sunday morning talk radio from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We reviving your airways. We have some amazing guests coming on Sunday, so you do not want to miss this. Your girl POC is living, man. I'm excited. I wish you guys could see my face, man. Monday is going down. We're calling for a live in studio audience. Once again, a live in studio audience. So if you want to be in the building, man, please come stop by. Stop by, man. Show love, man. It's going to be a lot of networking going on. It's going to be a lot of fun going on. Come join in on the conversation as well. You already know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. We live right now. Revive is alive right now. I'm excited. I'm living and lifted, man. I'm taking this all the way to Monday, February 5th. Donate right now to the Revive 365 campaign. We going out with a bang, man. Shout out to Quiet Expression Pens. I'm actually going to dedicate this last one to her before we get off of these airways, man, because she is somebody who is breaking down boundaries. She's someone that is kicking down doors. She is someone that's doing everything we need right now, starting that message. Make sure you guys also go to check out our news stories that we have on reviveisalive.com. We put up new stories for you guys each and every week for you guys to see and check out. It is news for you, by you. Make sure you guys go check that out, man. Do not forget to click that link in my bio at Revive_POC. I'm wrapping up because I'm going to keep going on the tangent, man. But make sure you guys donate $1 right now to reviveisalive.com. It's me, your girl, POC. We out. I love you guys.